Opponents of Duke Energy's request for an average 6% rate increase in Western North Carolina dominated a public hearing Thursday night in Charlotte. WFAE's Michael Falero has this report.
Even before the hearing got started, activists from several groups protested outside the Mecklenburg County Courthouse.
Duke gets bailed out,
we get sold out!
Duke gets bailed out,
we get sold out!
Kate Lewin is a high school student and climate activist. She came because she doesn't like Duke's reliance on fossil fuels.
Duke is the kind of company that's, you know, a huge part of what's driving the climate crisis, and that's destroying so many people's homes and lives, and it's only going to do more.
Inside the courtroom, there were at least 60 people who filled the benches. Members of the North Carolina Utilities Commission sat in front. They're the ones who will approve or deny Duke's request. They listened as more than two dozen people spoke, nearly all of them against the rate increase. Speakers criticized Duke for asking customers, especially those with lower incomes, to pay for cleaning up coal ash, the material left after burning coal. They also criticized Duke's addition of more gas-fired power plants and its lobbying. Alan Smith told the commission a rate hike would shield Duke shareholders from risks like coal ash.
It means you're allowing the owners of Duke Energy, that is shareholders both individual and institutional, to enjoy the financial benefits of their ownership stake in this business while saddling the people of North Carolina with the financial risk. That's a big deal.
The rate increase would affect customers of the company's Duke Energy Carolinas unit, which serves much of Western North Carolina, including Charlotte. Residential customers would see a 6.7% increase, while businesses would see rates rise about 5%. Duke spokesperson Meredith Archie says the rate increase is necessary for investments the utility has recently made.
And when we look at those investments, we really look at kind of three main buckets that we've been making improvements on as we shift to cleaner energy, as we improve the reliability and grid resiliency, and provide more convenience and information to our customers.
There will be a final public hearing for Duke's rate increase in Raleigh this March. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.